got the gist of what we're going to do. So there'll be a presentation on a different topic. You're able to ask questions, and the presenter will give you the point of what you're going to be deciding on. At that point, we'll try to run through this quick enough so your colleagues out in the audience could come up and provide public comment. And that really is a mechanism for you to hear what others think. And as you're thinking about how you're going to vote, maybe they would persuade your position on that. And that's what happens in real life. We have these public hearings. Folks come in. They state their position and reasons why. And sometimes that will persuade the folks up here that have a vote.
Okay, this is mock session two, and if each of you would introduce yourselves, your name, your school, and which position you're representing. Remember, your clerk of the council, your finance director, and I'll give you your number for council and your county attorney. So start with you, please.
Hello, I'm Julie Parsons. I attend Delmarva Christian High School, and I'm the clerk of the council.
I'm Joshua Lord. I'm from Delmar High School, and I'm the finance director.
I'm Jada Smack, and I'm from District 3, and I'm representing Sussex Central High School.
I'm Hugh Lutz. I go to Cape Henlopen High School, and I represent District 4.
You're number one.
I'm Tayshawn Durain. I represent Sussex Technical High School in our District 1.
And president.
And I'm president.
Okay. Five.
I'm Maz Nasir. I go to Sussex Central High School, and I am District 5.
I'm Zoe Collins. I represent District 2, and I attend Sussex Technical High School.
And you're vice president.
And I'm vice president.
I'm Matt Rogers. I go to Sussex Technical High School, and I'm the council attorney.
Okay. I believe on the agenda next is the finance director, Ms. Gina Jennings. And playing the part of Gina Jennings is Gina Jennings.
Good morning, Ms. President and members of council. At your desk, I provided you a spreadsheet. Everyone have it in front of them? Okay, this is a list of the human service grants for fiscal year 2014. And what we do is we send out a letter, if we provided a grant in the past to this organization saying that the eligibility has opened up and that they can apply again, all they have to do is they send in a letter requesting a certain amount. So the first column where you see the numbers is the grant that they received in 2013. The next one is what they are requesting. And then the next column is what I am recommending. So if you look at the second one where American Diabetes Association, they had sent a letter. They want to assist with the ADA sugar-free weekend. We gave them $500, but they didn't request anything this year. So I'm not recommending anything. If you go, let's see, down a little bit further, there's one that says Cool Spring Civic Association. They would like to purchase two computers and have internet service. Their request was $1,840. They did not get anything in 2013 because they didn't request anything. So what I did was I looked at similar grants that we had already given to, and usually we would give $500 for that situation. So that is why I'm requesting $500. If you flip to the last page, you will see that we had kept the budget the same. So in 2013, we gave out a total of $144,520. So this year, when you approved the budget, you also approved the same amount of $144,520. So that has been allocated based off of the request in 2013. The issue you will see is that we have requests that total $304,725. So we cannot satisfy all the requests. So my recommendation to you is to approve the list as presented, giving the same amounts as of fiscal year 13, making no adjustments unless no request or a new request was given. Do you have any questions for me? Normally, the council would get this packet like the weekend before, so they have time to look at it. This is all, you know, just right in front of you. So they may have some questions on, you know, they have cheer centers. You know, there's sometimes the council favors cheer. So that, as you can see, they get a bigger part. They get $5,000 each.
Cheer is for senior citizens.
Yes.
When it says open and beside it for what they requested, does that just mean that they want the same amount from the year before?
Yes. Correct. So are you looking at a specific one?
I was just looking at the Foundation of Coastal Delaware, the Kiwanis.
Yes. So I was just seeing before. Yep.
Does that mean that they necessarily need the $1,000, or is it like that you guys just want to give it to them because they asked from before?
That's correct. So if they gave it to before, we are assuming that they are relying on this, that they want it every year. We've been giving the same grants for about 10 years, and it's usually the same amount. So if no specific amount is requested, we'll usually default to what we gave them in the past. Even if they're asking for an increase, because the funding has been level, and that's what council had approved, we don't increase it at all. We keep it back to what they have. Now, if they come in and we gave them 1,000 in 2013 and they say, well, we only need 500, we would cut it at that point to 500. We'd never give them more than what they're requesting.
Okay. So I noticed some of the corporations didn't ask for any money for certain locations, like in the cheer center. Why still give them $5,000 if they don't need $5,000, and other groups have requested more money? Why not give it to them instead of giving them money they didn't ask for?
Very good question. So you did see that. That is correct. One of them did not request any amount, but we would still give them $5,000. So it has been prior council, you have the choice to change this, to give them $5,000 every year, despite if we get a request specifically for the cheer centers and the senior centers, because they're that serve a big population in the county. It's a very good question.
Do you contact them at all in order to ask whether or not they need this money? Or if, for example, the Indian River Senior Center got an increase in the funds from donations and they don't need the money from the county, do you ask them or do you just assume that they need it?
For the senior centers, we do just assume.
How do we know the grants are being put to use? Does anyone check?
Very good question.
Excellent question.
We send a letter when we send the check saying that you have been approved and that for the purpose that you requested, but there is no follow-up at this time.
Do you ever check to see why they ask for more money? Or do you just focus on the budget?
The letter that they send us does state why they're requesting more money. But when it comes down to it, we just stick with what is in the budget, despite what they're requesting.
Do you have any statistics on what's needed in the specific year or the community that they're asking it for?
Not at the current time. Very good question.
How do you judge priority of an organization? How do you judge which organization should get the amount they request while others get less?
Very good question. So this has been a working document for 10 years. So if a... let's see here. A historical society comes in and asks, and it's new, they ask for $1,000. But I see another historical society on here, and we gave them $500. We keep it consistent with all the historical societies to keep it equitable.
Would you give more money to programs that affect a larger group of people? Like looking at the senior centers, mm-hmm. Obviously some places have more senior citizens than others. So would you give them more money than places who have fewer senior citizens?
That would be a formula. We could take that into account next year, pass out some type of form to them to see how many people in Sussex County benefit from this. And that would be a great idea.
So you're asking for us to expand the budget, basically?
At this time, I'm just asking that you approve, because we only have $144,000 in the budget. So we could, next year, when the budget is approved, as we're working on 15, you can make the recommendation to me that as you're preparing the 15 budget, to look into funding this more and coming up with a new formula, but you approve the list as it stands today, knowing that we have these limitations.
Do you bring each and every one of these to the council before you put them in the budget, or is this the first time that it will be shown?
For this type of grant, this would be the first time that they would see it. They would see the list the weekend before. They know that they approved $144,000, but then they get the list the weekend before, and then they could call if they have any questions, or
okay,
this would be the first time.
So they're not part in figuring out which ones deserve this amount of money and which ones get less than what they desire?
No.
Is it possible, like, to know what they spend it on, like, for you to ask, like, for, I guess you would say, receipts or anything, so that way you know that it's really used on what it needs to be used on, therefore you know money could be used that they want but don't necessarily need on somebody else?
Yes, we could do that.
Are there any other questions? Okay. Now, what you can do here, Madam President, if you would like to entertain any questions from your colleagues, you can do that. You can also ask for some input, some feedback from the public, and then once you have all that information there, you've heard from Ms. Jennings, you can then call for a vote, see if there's a motion in a second, call for the vote, and see whether this body approves Ms. Jennings' recommendation or not.
Any questions from my colleagues or anything? Does anybody out in the audience have any feedback or input about the situation?
Nope.
Okay.
So you've heard the presentation. At this point, to keep it simple, now, just to be clear, would council have the ability to remove certain items from the recommendation? You've got a pizza pie. You know the pizza is this big. The question is, how big do you want the slices to be for all these organizations within that $144,000?
Mm-hmm.
If council so chose, you could remove items. You could up it here for this group and lower it for this group. Theoretically, council would have that ability, but for the sake of simplicity here, I think we're just going to keep it an up or down vote. You either approve it as is or not, but you can make recommendations on what maybe we do next year.
That's correct.
Is there a motion or second?
A motion to not an approval of the budget.
So your motion is to reject the recommendation for the human service grants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there a second?
So the motion would then die for a lack of a second.
Lack of a second.
There's not enough interest to go ahead with a vote. So you again, is there a motion to approve?
Is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve this as is.
I second that motion.
Okay. So now you have a live piece of legislation on the table. It's motioned, it's seconded. Now it would be appropriate for you to call for a vote down the line.
I have a motion and a second. Can I have a vote, please?
I vote no. I deny.
Okay.
I vote yes.
I vote no.
I vote yes.
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 Motion passes 6-2.
Motion passes 6-2.
There you go. All right.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you, guys.
I'm not good for money.
I need two bottles.
Two. Wait, where's one?
One. You can come as well.
One.
Dave, I'm district number three.